Yes, the fantasy of winning a huge lottery. The lottery was up to $400 million, and we're talking about Powerball. So there were a lot of people that went out naturally and bought tickets. They say the stat is a stat that's easy to remember. There's one in 175 million chances that you will win a lottery. Somebody did that. In South Carolina, somebody hit the winning ticket. They struck gold by hitting the lottery. The winning numbers that they had, 7, 10, 22, 32, 35, Powerball, 19. So millions are always hoping to defy the odds. And somebody there in Lexington, South Carolina did it. Usually, I mean, not always. Sometimes the person comes forward. They just are so excited they can't help themselves. And the mystery ticket person is revealed pretty much right away. But they say the ticket was sold at a gas station in a very small town in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. 5.8 square mile town. Amazing, isn't it? Can't wait to see who that person is. Probably they have an interesting story. So for every time someone says, well, you can't win that thing, somebody that pulled into the gas station there did. It was and I'm just betting it was probably very nonchalant. Somebody who just said, yeah, what the heck, I'll try. I could be wrong, but I'll take a chance at it. And they didn't plunk very much money down. Those are always the really cool stories. All right, when it comes to government, we don't have a lot of cool stories to tell you about. We have to talk about budget cuts and sequestering again and some of the measures that are being thrown out there and putting pressure on an administration to come up with some answers for certain things, and Jeb Bush and Bobby Jindal weighing in on the Obamacare stance that could cause the government to shut down. And here we go again. Seriously, folks, again we are talking about this. Man, America Tonight, and starting here with government shutdowns, is just to me bleak stuff. If you've never heard me, my name's Kate Delaney, and we roll in the direction of what's rolling out in your backyard and what it is that you're talking about. And when you hear something like this, you just say, the politicians is good for nothing. I've heard that 100 times. And it's just more of the same. That's what it is. So shut down. We don't have the money to fund. Then we're just going to have to shut down. And that countdown clock starts all over again. I can hear it in my head. Tick, 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 tick. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. You know, it is Groundhog Day. Every single time. Every single time around this time, that's what we're talking about. I mean, for the rest of my life, am I always going to be hearing, reading, or talking about on the airwaves? Ooh, another government shutdown. I know you find it odd because, geez, it hardly ever happens, or the threat of it hardly ever happens. So just when the economy is starting to have a little bit of a pickup, because I still think there are people that are stringing jobs together and just aren't working. But when we're seeing a little bit of a pickup, now to have a disruption of a government shutdown, are you kidding me? How many people does the government employ? So please give us all of your people, but then we're going to take it away and see if we can tank the economy. It's a risky, risky deal, the showdown thing. And who does it hurt? It doesn't persuade the public. It doesn't give a good image out there. There's no good image that comes of it. And ultimately, the people who work for the government are the ones who are stuck in the middle situation. Because they're not planning on this again, although somebody I know that works for the Department of Justice, they told them, just be prepared, just in case. Hey, next year when this comes around, just be prepared. So they're already sort of pre-training people that, this could happen again, because this is how we avoid a crisis. If we have to pay certain bills, gee, so sorry, we're going to have to pay certain bills. But you've just heard this too many times. 2 years ago, we heard this. 2 years ago, we were on different sides of this equation. And here we go again. And Congress has to reach an agreement over funding, or the shutdown is October 1st. And that is looming large, needless to say. If somebody doesn't put their cooler head together, they don't work it out, then it'll be very strange indeed. And maybe I shouldn't say it, because it's kind of what we expect is going to happen. When they talk about shortfalls and signing budgets, I think right away we think, right, sign a budget. When was the last time they signed a budget? What was the official time they signed a budget? Do you remember that? All right, a couple of quick things about the Navy Yard shooting. The Naval Yard in Washington, D.C. officially opens on Thursday. That's great news. And they're trying to piece together more of a portrait of what could have happened there. And what about all the people that were working there? How many survived? How many now have some irrational fears because of it? And, can you blame people for feeling that way after Aaron Alexis went into Building 197 with a disassembled Remington 870 shotgun in a small bag and then, wreaked havoc with the lives there by standing above them and shooting into the cafeteria? Doesn't get more cowardly than what he did, but it doesn't alter the facts that are 12 people were killed as a result of that. And then there's all these reports from neighbors and friends and acquaintances of the struggles that he had. And unexplained things that happened. And at the Navy Yard, there were only 7 officers working Monday, a police officer and a union official, all rolled into one on that day. And they say that first responders took it really hard because there was just blood everywhere. I hate to be so graphic, and damage everywhere. And the base had to close for a few days and does not open up until Thursday. Smart, smart thing to give it a couple of days and then go back to it instead of trying to push it and hurry up and cleaning up what ultimately is a bad, 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 bad scene. You can tell if the first responders are like that, it is really, really awful. All right, stay with us. Coming up, much more here on America Tonight as we boot it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Radio land, wherever it is you're listening to me, whether it is through the internet anymore, people streaming, downloading apps and everything else. And a big shout out to Turquoise Radio in the UK. A lot of people listening to us in England. Andrew Sabo is in West London right now, who does Peel Back the Onion each and every week here on America Tonight. So he may call us from England in the next 2 weeks. Without a doubt, the one way you all like to reach us here on America Tonight is by going to the email. It's so easy, I guess, right? So this audience is into lots and lots of email. So with that in mind, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Bobby B., who says, Kate, without a doubt, there are too many unexplained things that happen with the guy who went into the naval yard and decided to readjust some lives by his actions. Very depressing to know that he had had a cry for help many, many times, and yet nobody tried to do something. And unfortunately, who knew that it would end up this way, but it did. And we're all just sickened by it, without a doubt. The one question we all want answered is the why. Why did Aaron Alexis do this? I wondered what your two cents were. Yeah, it's tough. It's the why question is the thing that just eats people up. It eats your soul up. And the why question, I don't know. I don't know why he would do that. The people are saying and talking about the fact of, you know, mental illness, the severity of it, and that he had had sporadic run-ins with the law, and he had anger management issues and deep psychological issues. And I think that's it. It may just be that was it, that he was severely bipolar or something else. And it simply boiled down to the frustrations of a lost career or whatever, and he was going to make it permanent, I suppose, by what he was doing. Because he was picking people off. He flat out killed 12 people, so there's no getting around that. This one from Janita, who says, "Hey, lady, long time, no talk, but I have been listening to America Tonight. It's very creepy what's happening in our culture, and it's very creepy to see what came out of the government the other day, because you've got so many people weighing in on a lot of different things, and the one thing that gets under my skin, I guess, more than anything, is Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. And now this idea that the government could shut down, it's always the possibility of shutting down. And I think that we've heard that just too many times to sit here and start to sweat it out and wonder if they're going to take Social Security checks or take longer to pay veterans or any of the things that we've heard from or could be done in the past. So let's just cross our fingers. First we have the naval shooting, and then we have this with the threats of shutting down the government. Bah humbug. It's not even Christmas season. I love that bah humbug in the end. All right, this one from Travis. Travis, who writes this. "Hello, Kate Delaney. I have to say, I really miss your joke of the week. I think you used to do that, and I thought it was pretty funny. I think you should bring it back. We need some laughter, sister. We know the doom and gloom. Give us some funny shtick, for goodness sake." All right, here's one. "Why did the bartender, when the horse walked into the bar, why did the bartender say, 'Why the long face?'" Why not? So easy to figure out. Come on, Nathan, you got to give me props for that. That was funny, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Nathan Reeder may be the nicest guy in Minnesota. Really, he might be the nicest guy in Minnesota, I'm telling you. And those are the reasons why, because he always has my back. We will bring back the joke of the week. And, you know, it's just a couple of jokes in exit lines, I called them. So I'm going to write down that just for you, we're going to bring back exit lines. I do agree about the laughter thing. Yeah, absolutely, because everything is so doomy gloomy. It is. And I'm sure if you were driving around, laying in your bed, drinking a cup of Joe, watching TV and listening or doing whatever it is you're doing right now, that you have a certain tolerance. I think people have a certain tolerance, maybe some more than others, for boom, ba boom, negative, negative news. You turn on any local news when you travel around, and this is their job to report the things that are happening, and of course it affects people. Roads are closed, accidents happen, there's a shooting, there's things. But it is so overwhelmingly negative. It's just the images. And then they get to the lighter fare eventually, what I call lighter stuff, you know, and for sure they get to it with their kicker stories of the water skiing squirrel or, you know, whatever, but it's a consequence of the times that we live in, because there's more access to things that happen, I think, and I think it's that access. It's not that anything horrible didn't happen before, but I think it's the access thing. Okay, Rich says, "Chemical weapons, Assad, are we back to square one with all this stuff? There is no way to completely feel as though we've gotten, once we start doing it, we've gotten all the chemical weapons out of Syria. I just can't believe that he wouldn't hide a few for himself. And this idea that it's the rebels, the rebels, the rebels. I mean, come on now. Give me a break with that. You've spelled it out for us, Kate, in the last time I was listening to you, talking about where the rockets came from, that if you look at the direction, measure things off, there's just no way you could say the rebels were the ones who shot it. Oh, yeah, not just shot it, shot several missiles off, and, you know, the Syrians, the Russians are backing Assad, and the rebels no way could get into those areas that they're talking about because they're blocked off, basically. It's so tight in those suburbs outside of Damascus, so thick with militia, the rebels aren't hitting them there. There's absolutely no way. Michael says, America Tonight, man, when are we ever, ever going to get off of Obamacare? I say, listen, I'm not supportive of it. I see that it has lots of flaws, but screw it. Why can't we just put the pedal to the metal and move forward? It's just wasting more time debating something that's not going to change. Sorry, America. I don't like it either. We're stuck with it. We're stuck with it. It's not going to flip. Maybe when the next guy gets in office, but it's not going to flip now. So we're wasting our breath and precious airtime by talking about it. You know, it would be a shocker. I mean, there would be one of your stories of the year in politics, because in the House, it's just numbers. In the House, they have the numbers, and in the Senate, they don't. So if they did, then there would be a fear, but because they don't, and that was the whole reason for the checks and balances, I mean, I just don't see how this gets defunded, especially already paying salaries to IRS agents who are going through training, who are going to be able to find all of us or any of us who are violating the law of the land that you must have health insurance. So, I mean, interesting times. That's the deal. It's interesting times. I want to squeeze in another quick one here. Ooh, this one from Jake, who says, high fives all around to the U.S. soccer team. Woohoo! Stealing your expression, as they now have to sit for another 10 months, but they are in the World Cup, and that's all that matters. You got to have a shot to try to make it happen. And if you didn't have the shot, then the team wouldn't even be able to be together and really go for it. I think somehow they'll sneak in there. But either way, I am proud and I'm loud. And that is good news. It is good news. If you want to let your thoughts flow and you're loquacious, but you just can't call during the show, shoot us an email, americatonight.net.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, raise your hand if you had a cheeseburger today. Did you know that it was National Cheeseburger Day? And is there anything more American than eating cheeseburgers? Of course, you get a cheeseburger anywhere in the world, it seems. It's just that they're made differently. So I'm really eating healthier, and cheeseburger's not on the list. But to celebrate Cheeseburger Day, I did break my rule, and my buddy Chris and I met up at a place called Shady's Burgers, and I had a burger called In the Hood. And because I like hot things, it had on it jalapenos, but not, it wasn't ridiculous with jalapenos. And it had on green chili, which I really like. If you've been through New Mexico, then you know what I'm talking about with the green chili thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. So good. And it was good because it wasn't a ridiculously sloppy burger. It had some avocado on it, but it was neatly put on there. And it wasn't giant. It wasn't like, have the Angus burger that is gigantic that you can't even eat it. You know, they used to be you'd go to Fuddruckers when Fuddruckers was hot. And it had different size burgers, and my goodness, I mean, the one burger, I don't know how anyone could eat it. And I started to kind of in my head make a list of, if you were going to eat a burger and had a craving for it and you broke one of Pharmacist Ben's rules and ate crappy, which he says he does. He's had pizza. He's eaten crappy food, but he limits it. I mean, that's really the key, right? So let's say you have a cheeseburger. Would it be from Five Guys? Would it be from good old Fuddruckers? Because they still do exist. Would it be from a Sonic? Would it be from In-N-Out Burger? Would it be from Wendy's? Would it be from McDonald's? No, all those burgers all taste different. Personally, I like one that tastes fresh. So most likely, I would be not in a chain spot. It'd probably be someplace more local. But anyway, hats off to the cheeseburger. The cheeseburger has been around officially, since 1924, supposedly. You know, because can you really nail that down? Other people will claim. They say the first hamburger, the classic hamburger, came out of Pasadena, California. And, you know, the cheeseburger. And that happened in the 20s. And that the family lays claim to being the cheeseburger starters. We started the cheeseburger. We were the first people to slap the cheese on it. I mean, so whatever. And it's interesting because people put different kinds of, you know, Swiss cheese, Monterey Jack, you know, whatever it is. And everybody has a different thing about the cheeseburger, about what they put on it and, you know, that kind of stuff. I did happen to notice when I was just doing a few little extra minutes of research on it, that there was a one-ton cheeseburger that actually set the world record. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One ton. Ugh. It looks so brutal. I don't even know how they cooked it. But it looked fake, but it was real.
Who made it? Where was it made?
In London. They did it in London.
Oh, America. Come on.
Yeah. America gets beat up by the Brits. All they do is rip on us. And I'm sorry, but England has terrible food. They do. They have a thing called the Yorkshire pudding, and they, you know, have a great burnt steak they can serve you. It's not known for food by any stretch of the imagination. That's a diet. The English diet. Go to England, you won't eat for 2 weeks. Although you probably have scones and tea, and that might not be great for you either, just to eat the scones, because you know, all that baked stuff. All right, Siri. How many of you talking to your phone and you have the woman Siri who answers you back? I don't know why, but I don't like that whole thing of asking the questions and answering it. You know, I don't know. It's kind of buggy to me. And when Siri first started, people just were abusing it. You'd go places and you'd hear that awful voice all over the place. And you know, it only debuted in 2011. But this was a way to banter, you know, ask questions, all that other stuff. So Siri got a facelift already, and they say they're not, you know, they're dropping the beta label with Siri. So for the first time, it's going to be available in American, English, and German, and they expect they're doing more languages, of course, in the future. So you can have an American accent instead of a British accent. And the voice sounds a little bit different, and so it's kind of a different feel. And, you know, they've been talking about doing this and changing this, and so finally they have done it. And it's improved. That's the thing. It can check, you know, the Siri deal can check Gmail and check other things that are there on your Apple iPhone. But, you know, it's... To me, I don't know. I'd just rather just go and look it up myself than have the voice. I don't need the woman's voice coming out to me answering ridiculous questions. Now, where do I go for the closest Five Guys? Where do I turn next? Yeah. And you know, that's just the thing with the phones. They just massacre you on the phones because they just upgrade it. We're already up to, what, iPhone 5? Is that what we're up to now? It's crazy. And then pretty soon your technology becomes antiquated, so then you have to learn a whole new system. And the little tweaks they do to it I think is definitely buggy. All right, stocks. Why do you care about stocks? Hopefully, some of the people that are listening to this show have decent jobs where you've got a mixture of things, right? So you have a company 401k and they match it 50% or they do whatever they do. And that means you've got to care about stocks because your money is tied to the basket of stocks or whatever it is that you sign up for. So the S&P 500 jumped to a record high. The Dow followed. The Nasdaq followed. And they say the reason for that is the Federal Reserve said, the Fed chair, Ben Bernanke, said that they're not going to slow down the pace of the bond buying. It was anticipated that they would say that, but they didn't say that. So bond yields have been rising lately. They slid back a little bit because people bought more bonds, but the move pushed down the dollar, drove up commodities. Gold prices spiked about 4% after the announcement. Oil prices went up 2%, and it's really it shot up in a couple of different directions. And the European markets and the Asian markets were kind of mixed, but they think it'll probably rally on Thursday, and those markets are opening up. So the stock market really jumped up. A lot of stocks went up. Probably whatever you have with the 401k, if you have one, hit maybe some of those records, perhaps, too. Might have done it, depending on what the stock was. But it's good. It's good to have those days where it looks like, okay, somebody's making some money. And maybe when I retire and I walk around with that big number, you know how they show the people in the IMG and they're walking around with a big number? This is my number. What is your number? Maybe you'll be close to whatever that number is, because who knows? You know, you never know with life how long you're going to live. But if you have a long life expectancy, you know, how much money do you have put away? What for a decent retirement, how much, you know, would it cost? $1 million, $2 million? Think easily over $1 million. It sounds overwhelming, doesn't it? Right? But even if you are very middle class and you have a decent job, but with the way the economy is constricted and stuff, you haven't gotten the raises you normally would get, probably in the course of your lifetime, at least you would make $1 million, but one lump sum, that's the thing. That's why so many people, when the number gets high with the lottery, I think it's just overwhelming to think, wow, what if I won? What if I won $400 million? That would be crazy, $400 million. And by the time the government takes its take, you're still walking away with huge amounts of, chunks of money, and which is what I think draws people into that, because they don't have money they can't afford to. They can't afford to invest in whatever's coming down the pike, and part of that is because it's because things have flipped around on so many people, especially with tuitions and raising kids and all of that wrapped into one spells, we got to write some big, big checks. Coming up, we're going to talk with Alana Stewart. I mentioned this earlier in the hour, and she's going to talk about the collaboration with Stand Up to Cancer. She's the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation. Talk a little bit about her friend and losing her battle with cancer, and you know what they're trying to do, hopefully, to help other people in the future. So that's next. Don't go away. Stay here on America Tonight.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
My goodness, those 3 years that I spent with Farah was definitely a life-changing experience for me. Not only did I learn a lot about cancer and realize that I really wanted to devote a good part of my life in helping in the fight against cancer in her name, in her memory. You know, I felt like it was something I could do for her. And for me to be able to just, you know, give something back.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't get recognition for dying of cancer. And the battle she fought publicly, hopefully that'll bring to light all the good things that the folks here are doing.
And I think this is just one step in trying to understand more and hopefully being able to make a difference in other people's lives.
A lot of people that were battling cancer themselves would write her and say, you know, you've given us the strength and the courage to keep fighting. Farah Fawcett was one of my best friends. I have known Farah since I was 18 years old. And losing Farah has been very sad for me. Well, I know that Farah is looking down and smiling, knowing that she's making a difference in other people's lives through her foundation. She is our little angel that's going to help cancer victims.
talked about this now every so often here on America Tonight about the fact that I lost my mother, Kathleen, in her battle with cancer, where she was healthy her whole life and still relatively young woman and came down with cancer, and it really changed my family. We all came together and did what we could and spent as much time with my mother as we could. And over the years, I've certainly have tried to raise awareness through the radio show for different things that are happening with cancer. And we've had many of the people on from Stand Up to Cancer and the great efforts that they're doing. And we're really excited about our next guest. Alana Stewart is the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation. And many of you certainly are familiar with Alana, not just from seeing her over the years in beautiful dresses and whatnot, in People magazine or wherever. But she had such a close friendship with Farrah Fawcett. And then she's a big part of Farrah's story. That was the documentary that was done that really chronicled Farrah's struggle, really courageous struggle with cancer. Alana filmed and produced that. And now she is the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation, and Stand Up to Cancer is joining forces with the foundation to fund a collaborative translational research team grant that's focused on HPV-related cancers, which makes sense if you've followed the story that we've talked about with Stand Up to Cancer and how they're trying to get people to work as a team and spread the knowledge and information and do what we can to stamp out cancer. Alana, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm thrilled to be here.
So you tell us about, first of all, I'm going to wind the clock back a second and talk about, you know, it was obviously Farrah Fawcett, and you say this in the story, was your best friend. You had known her for so long, and you saw what it was like for her and the fight, and that obviously touched you in many different ways. But did you ever imagine that now, you fast forward a few years, that you'd be front and center with her foundation, really in there in the trenches trying to do what you could? Did you think it would end up that way for you?
I would never have imagined it, to tell you the truth, and I never would have imagined Farrah getting cancer. And as you said about your mother, you know, she was a young, vital, healthy woman, and obviously everybody kind of knows her as, you know, our generation's golden girl. And she came down with cancer in 2006, and 3 years later she passed away, and after a valiant, very courageous struggle. And I've never been through cancer with anyone before. It was my first experience, and I have to say it was really life-changing for me. And after she died, I became president of the foundation, which she had created a couple of years before she died. And it just became my goal and my desire to try to help carry on her legacy in this area as much as possible, and to help people, to help this fight against cancer, because we're all, nearly every one of us has been touched by it.
Yeah, so true. You know, you go into a room, I was recently I was somewhere, Alana, and the speaker said, how many people, you know, have had cancer or had a family member or had a friend? And do you know that there was 800 people in the room and 788 stood up in the end? That just shows you.
Oh yeah, and I'm surprised it wasn't the whole room, you know, because truthfully, nearly everyone is affected by it. It's so rampant today, and what you mentioned that we're doing this initiative with Stand Up to Cancer, I think what they're doing is so revolutionary in the field of cancer research, because before this, before Stand Up to Cancer created this new model, and every, you know, all the different scientists and researchers worked within their own institutions, and they were all kind of working more or less in competition with each other. And what Stand Up to Cancer has done is to pull them together and create research teams where a whole group of leading scientists and researchers are working together on one team to fight this battle. And it's really exciting, the results they're having. And we came on board with them to do this project, and we're really excited and thrilled to be aligned with them.
And it's part of, what part of this is that you've got a grant that's going to commit about $1 million over a 3-year period to fund this research project. And we're talking about HPV-related cancers, and you've probably learned more about this than you ever wanted to even know, and how difficult it is to even uncover or even discover you have it. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean, up until the last couple of years, no one knew what HPV was, and people are still, you know, a lot of people are still fairly unfamiliar with it. And interestingly enough, we were going to do an anal cancer project because Farrah died of anal cancer. And when Farrah first came out and announced that she had it, there were a lot of people that were, you know, that had had anal cancer that were kind of embarrassed to talk about it. And she got so many letters from people saying, oh, thank you so much for coming out and saying that you had anal cancer because now I don't feel embarrassed to talk about it anymore. And so she shed a lot of light on this cancer. And originally that was going to be the research team. And then we decided to expand it because 90% of anal cancers are caused by this HPV virus, the human papillomavirus. And it's a lot of people don't know that it's a sexually transmitted disease, and it is actually the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States. An estimated 14 million new infections happen each year, and these are all facts that I never knew a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
HPV is responsible for, as I said, 90% of anal cancer, nearly all cervical cancers, and about half of a number of other cancers, including certain throat cancers.
Mm. Wow. And you, with the foundation, so now you're excited. You've got Stand Up to Cancer and that collaboration, and I agree with you. That's what I was saying there at the top. I love the fact that you have doctors sharing all this research and information, because I think we get closer to finding these solutions when they're able to do that, because they certainly never did that before. What's your ultimate goal to see, as the president of the foundation, what's your ultimate goal with it? Where would you like to see it, let's say, in another 10 years?
I'd like to see a cure for cancer.
Mm.
But, you know, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, but what they can do in a 3-year period, which is a relatively short period of time for the world of cancer research, is, you know, we're hoping that these teams, which will be picked from the, you know, the brightest and the best researchers and scientists from all over the world, that they're going to make some real inroads in this particular arena.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope so. I'm with you. I'd love to have another conversation with you where I say, can you believe it that we've actually seen that all these collaborations have truly worked and we've got a cure? That would be an amazing thing.
Well, the thing that people should know, too, is that vaccinations are now available. You know, part of our mission statement, besides funding innovative research, is the area of prevention and awareness. And if people aren't aware, then it's very hard to help prevent getting cancers. And these kinds of cancers are preventable because of this vaccine now that they're, you know, they're vaccinating young girls and young boys now. And there's been a lot of controversy about it. But my suggestion, my plea would be for all parents to find out information, ask their doctors, read up on it, find out about it, because ultimately being vaccinated against this virus could save someone's life.
Yeah, I agree. Alana Stewart, what a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with the Farrah Fawcett Foundation and everything that you're trying to do. We appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Alana.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.